Hello and welcome back to another episode of Stories of Mahabharat. I hope you are enjoying watching this series on YouTube or listening to this series on podcast, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast too. And I've also started shorter version of these. So like Stories of Mahabharat short version on Instagram, there's a separate page. I'll put all the links in the bio so that you can watch me everywhere. Thank you. Wow, that was a duck landing behind me. Can I just say, nature, being in nature is the best. Everybody says it, but it's actually the best. And this week I did something different. So basically, usually on my days off, you know what? I feel like I'll go on this tangent, but we should stick to Stories of Mahabharat. But I'll tell you really quickly. So this week what I did is, usually on my days off, I do all my laundry and then all the grocery shopping, the meal prep. There's just so many errands to run that I feel like I spend the whole day doing something boring. And now I was like, okay, let me just try to finish those days on my work days and work nights. So after coming back from work, just spending like 30 minutes running errands, doing laundry, grocery shopping, and all those things. So that on my days off, I have nothing on my to-do list, like zero things on my to-do list. And then I just go out in the morning and spend the whole day in nature, just like I used to do as a kid. And it's already so therapeutic, so therapeutic. Wow, spending time in nature, just the way we used to do growing up, in mud, in water, amongst trees, just hanging out is so peaceful and therapeutic and healing. Anyways, okay. So in the last episode of Stories of Mahabharat, we heard about how the Pandav brothers have now been sent to exile in the forest, and they're spending their times amongst Mother Nature again, all day, every day, morning to evening, evening to morning. Love that. But anyways, they've been having a lot of guests. So now they decide that they'll move deeper into the forest, and they move to a forest called as Dwaipanna. Called as Dwaita One, not Dwaipanna. So they moved to a forest called as third time is a charm. They moved to a forest called as Dwaita One, and it's a beautiful forest in between River Yamuna and River Saraswati. And now they're in this forest, and this is when Arjun tells the brothers that he wants to go do sadhana for different lords, different gods, and Devi Devtas in order to acquire different astras. Now, astras are these weapons that have occult powers. So they can be called from like a mantra, and they can do various amazing things. Because he knows that the war is inevitable. So once this forest exile is over and once they're back, there will be a war between the Kauravas and the Pandavas. The only person who does not believe that is Yudhishthira, who is the eldest brother of the Pandav brothers. Because he's so righteous, he believes in the right things. He believes that everybody would do their best. Everybody would eventually learn their lessons and become better people, following the rules and all of that. But everybody else knows that war is inevitable at this point. So Arjun goes to do his sadhana. So at first, for example, he starts praying to Varun Dev, and he acquires Varuna Astra, and he acquires the blessings. Then he continues praying to different deities, different gods, and then acquiring their blessings and their astras. But his main goal was to pray to Shivji and acquire this astra called as Pashupa Astra. So he goes in the forest and he builds this beautiful Shivling by himself, and then he starts meditating. Many days have passed, and it's been almost like 2 weeks. He hasn't eaten anything. He's just continuously meditating on Shivji. And then he hears like an animal. So he takes up his bow and arrow, and he hits the arrow to the animal. And now he goes to find this animal. But he sees that the animal actually has two arrows. So somebody already shot an arrow before Arjun, and that arrow killed the animal because that arrow hit the heart of the animal. So when Arjun turns around, he sees a tribal man. And of course, the tribal man is like, I was here first. This is my food. And they have an argument, and they have a duel. And then that duel ends up in a tie. So they decide they'll wrestle. But this tribal man is actually a really good match for Arjun. Like, he's not letting Arjun win. So Arjun is like so frustrated, and he gets so frustrated that he starts like throwing things at him. Whatever he could find on the ground, he starts pulling flowers and then throwing at him. And then he takes a flower, turns around and goes to the place where he was meditating, and he goes to Shivji and just places that flower in Shivling and just says his prayers that Shivji just, I don't know, like, I'm stuck in this situation. I don't know what to do. Please save me. And then he turns around and sees that the same flower is in the tribal man's hand. And then he understands that the tribal man is actually Shivji himself. So he goes and he asks for his blessing. Shivji blesses him. And then he also gives him the Pashupastra. So Arjun's goal of acquiring astras has been completed. And then comes his father Indralok from Indradev in this airship. And then he takes him with him to Indralok, and where he lives, which is called as Amarvati. So in this abode, he tells Arjun that you have to learn music and dance as well. So now in Indralok, of course, it's a beautiful place. There are so many like apsaras, celestial beings, this fun and dance. And Gandharvas are with Indradev in Indralok, and Gandharvas are again celestial beings whose male are musicians and singers and female are dancers. So it's a party place basically completely. And then Indradev tells Arjun that you should learn music and dance too. And Arjun is like, what? No. Like, I am preparing for a war and I'm trying to be the best archer in the world. I don't think I have anything to do with music and dance. How will that help me in a war? And that's what Indradev says, something so interesting. He says that you have to learn music and dance because it will help you in the war. When you're in the war, if you have a little song in your head and a little dance in your feet, it will help you in ways that you can't even imagine. So everybody should learn music and dance. So Arjun then starts learning music and dance from a Gandharva called Chitrasen. And then now you have to understand Arjun, okay? Picture this. He is like the most handsome person in the world. He's the best archer in the world. He's so passionate. He's so dedicated. He's so powerful. Now he has acquired all these astras, and now he knows how to sing and dance. Anybody would want Arjun. So Apsara falls in love with him, and then the Apsara is like, Arjun, you know, what's up? And then Arjun is like, lady, hold on. So basically, this lady is actually married to one of Arjun's great-great-great-grandfather. So technically, she is his great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. And Arjun is like, with all due respect, cannot do this. And the Apsara is like, what are you talking about? I'm an Apsara. Like, these rules I don't have to follow these rules. But Arjun is like, but I'm a human and I have to follow these rules. So with all due respect, I'll have to say no. And this Apsara gets really upset. So she gives Arjun a curse of becoming a eunuch, a transgender. And then Arjun is so scared. He goes to Indradev and he asks him. Indradev asks the Apsara is finally a little calmed. And she's like, okay, again, I cannot take the curse back, but I'll reduce the sentence or the curse to 1 year. So Arjun has to live for 1 year as a eunuch or a transgender, which is also a very interesting story, which will happen very, very soon. And we'll see how Arjun does that. And yeah, that was the story of Mahabharata from today, where we learned about Arjun and how he acquired his astras. And in the next episode, we'll actually learn about Arjun and all the other women that he's been associated with, all the marriages he had, the wives he had, and basically that story. I hope you enjoyed listening to, watching to this one, and I will see you in the next one. Tab tak ke liye bye. Hope you spend some time in nature. Hope you find healing. Okay, bye.